Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Have you heard the incredible story of James Bain, the Florida man convicted of kidnapping and rape in 1974? Mr. Bain spent 35 years behind bars, but was released recently when DNA evidence showed that he had been wrongfully convicted. Now, you'd expect Mr. Bain to have some harsh words for the legal system in Florida, but incredibly, he isn't bitter at all. Imagine being falsely accused, spending 3.5 decades behind bars, and then just calmly walking out of prison. How was he able to do it? Mr. Bain says he's not angry because of his faith. He says he knew that God would one day reveal his innocence. It's impossible for the state of Florida to give back those 35 years. But Mr. Bain will receive financial compensation. Under Florida law, the state will pay him $50,000 for every year that he was falsely incarcerated. That's a total of $1,750,000. Now, that's a lot of money. But my guess is it's not nearly as precious to Mr. Bain as the faith that kept him alive all those years behind bars. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you." This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. One observer summed up Mr. Bain's story the best. This man was set free long before he got out of prison. If you'd like to know more about the freedom that comes from living in God's economy and being liberated from financial bondage, just visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.